الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that the rozas, our training period, in order to give us taqwa, is ayyama ma'aduda, just a few days. And the 10th day is almost finished, the first ashra already. We have got very little time, and the object is not just to finish Ramzan, and not just to have kept the rozas and made our ibadat, but to have acquired taqwa. And for that, if we keep our rozas as required, then inshallah we will definitely acquire that taqwa. So amongst the things that we have to, of which we have to keep our rozas properly, is our thoughts. We must keep roza of our thoughts also. Thoughts are so abstract, but how they run away with us. A person completely forgets himself, his thoughts take him away where and where. That is also just in thoughts. But the very same thought physically also takes a person where and where. And this thought is so weak in one side that it's just a thought. But it is so powerful, it makes a person do what and what. A thought turns a person's whole life upside down. So thoughts are very, very important. And in that we had discussed that these thoughts that we are talking about are evil inspirations, bad thoughts. And they are either from shaitan or either from nafs. And how to recognize that, we explain that also. And then further, some wazaif that we can read in order to save ourselves from these evil inspirations. One is, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. The other is, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the third is, amantu billahi wa rusuli. And these words themselves will have an effect when a person reads them, but they'll have a much more greater effect if a person reads them together with the meaning and the understanding of it. And then some muraqabas that we had shown yesterday. One was that, Ya Allah, my heart is so small, and what big, big thoughts come in the small heart of mine. So shaitan, who gave us fuel in order to become disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, we use that same fuel to go towards Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, a person realizes that his heart is a public thoroughfare and everyone can go here. Just like on a public road, buses and bicycles, all are going on there. So on my heart also, all thoughts will be passing. And therefore, I must just concentrate on my work. And if a person concentrates, he won't bump anyone around him if he's careful. So we must just concentrate on our work and just ignore all the other thoughts. And we gave that example of that prince who went for his islah, and the sheikh sent him with a glass filled with water when there was a fair carrying on in the town, and told him that if one drop spills over, your head will be chopped off. He went through the whole town and came back. He came back with the glass safely, and he hardly knew that there was a fair and all the lights and all the amusement that was taking place. He was hardly aware of all that. So if we concentrate on our work, everything else around us, we won't even know of all those things which are happening. And then we come on to another very, very important, perhaps the most important aspect of thoughts. And that is one thought that comes, which is termed kibar, takabbur, and ujab. This is also a thought. A person thinks that I am like this. Either himself he thinks, or just because of what somebody says, he thinks he's like that. And he forgets what his reality is. So this is about the most dangerous as far as thoughts are concerned. And this is a worse than cancer also. It destroys everything of a person when pride comes in a person. And it destroys what has been done, what you have achieved, and it destroys your akhlaq also, it destroys your ibadat also, And really it destroys one's peace of mind also. This takabbur, this pride that comes in a person. And what is it? Just this thought that I am somebody, I am very pious. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum on numerous occasions quoted Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh that a cow gets fat by eating grass. And it becomes nice and fat, healthy by eating grass. And a person's mind swells up, not physically, but in an abstract way, his mind swells up by the praises people pour upon him. When a person from here, there are two hadith that we have to understand. Outwardly it looks that they are contradictory. But if a person understands them in their context, then they are supplementary and not contradictory. The one hadith which is famous, which we all know, that if somebody praises you, throw sand in his mouth, which means that stop him from praising you. This hadith refers to a person whose iman is still not strong, his iman is still not perfect. And by people praising him, he really thinks, I am what the people are saying. And he wants praises also. So that is, this hadith refers to those people. And there is another hadith that إذا مدح المؤمن في وجهه, if a mu'min is praised in his face, رب الإيمان في قلبه, iman grows in his heart, iman becomes stronger as the people are praising him. So that hadith says that if people praise you, stop them from praising you. This hadith says that if people praise you, your iman is becoming stronger, let them praise you more. The difference is only between the condition of the person. In the first hadith, that person whose iman is still not strong, and he really thinks, I am like this, just by the praises of people, what people are saying about him, he thinks, really, I am like that. So stop that person. Stop him yourself, let others stop him also. But a person whose iman is complete and he is praised, then iman grows in the heart of that person. How does it grow? As those people are saying that, he is taking it as a dua. And in his heart he says, Ya Allah, you know I am not like this. I know I am not like this. These people are saying they are making dua for me. Make me like this. So by his duas, his iman is growing. The other thing is that he says, Ya Allah, you know what I am, I know what I am, but it is the good akhlaq of this people. That this people, they are such that they think they have got husn zan, and they think good about people, that they are thinking good about me. They have got good glasses, where they see things in a good way. Like if a person's glasses are tinted green, he sees everything green. If they are tinted blue, he sees everything blue. So their glasses of their heart are tinted with goodness for other people. That's why they are seeing goodness in me. So by him thinking good of the others now, his iman is growing now. So what, in any case, what the people say, all the people in the world can praise us, and all in the people or the people in of the world can think good about us, praise us, but we ourselves must not think that we are good. That is all. As long as this is in the dua of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a beautiful dua, and to understand this without sohbat, not only of ulama, but ulama-i rasikhin and ulama-i rabbaniyin. Without that we won't get this understanding. So this the dua of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira, oh Allah, make me in my eyes small. Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi a'yuni an-nas kabira, and make me big in the eyes of the people. So this is murad e nabuwat, and this is matlub e nabuwat, that people must think good of me. So to think good, that people must think good of you, and you make dua, Ya Allah, let people think good of me. And when people will think good of me, they will praise me. This is not what we want. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants. And what he taught us, that we must want this. So a person who has got that desire, he's got the desire and mizaj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And people who say, hey, don't praise me. What are you doing? You're going to spoil my sawabs. You're going to destroy me. That person hasn't got the mizaj and he hasn't understood the mizaj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But don't forget the antibiotic at the beginning, that I must not think I'm like this. People must think good of me, but I must never think. The world thinks good of me. The world praises me. But I, for one moment, mustn't even think. Forget actually that I am. He must not even think that he is good and that he is praiseworthy, that he is pious, that he is good in any way. That thought must not come to us. Ne apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To think that I am good, but for the people to think that I am good, that is required. And for to understand this, on our Jalsa day, the Madrasa Jalsa, we were having a small little discussion. And one alim, a good, great alim, he was saying something, somebody had built a masjid. Somebody else had built a masjid. And he said, I don't want to mention his name so that his sawabs don't become less. So I asked him that, and there were a few ulama, we are just a few alim sitting. So I asked him, by you telling his name, how will his sawabs become less? This is your action. It's not his action. How will his sawabs become less? So then I explained the same thing, that for people to praise you is not harmful, as long as you haven't got the desire. You mustn't tell people praise me. In your heart it mustn't be also that people must praise me. That is a person whose iman has reached that stage now, that if people praise him, it won't be harmful for him. So you must not have that desire. You must not make it in some way or the other, subtle ways, that people must praise me. That you must not have it. But the people must praise you. So that is good for them. In the dua, Rabbana atina fit dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us goodness in this dunya. In the goodness of this dunya, Allama Alusi, Sayyid Mahmud al-Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, the greatest Arabic tafsir in Arabic, in there he has given 10 tafsirs of what is hasana fit dunya, what is goodness of this dunya. One of those 10 tafsirs, thana'i khalq, that people must praise you. So without you knowing it, when you are saying, Rabbana atina fit dunya hasana, oh Allah, give me the goodness of this dunya, you are asking that, Ya Allah, let people praise me. Right? So that is a dua, that is murad in nabuwat. But in your heart, you must not have it. People must praise you, but you must not have that I'm worthy of praise in the least, but whatsoever. For this, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives a very beautiful example, that a person had a horse and the horse was troubling him for a long time. In our days now, our motor car, whichever motor car, it's troubling more than we sitting in the car and driving it. We are under the car fixing it up. All the time we busy fixing the car. So such a car which is troubling you so much. So he thought, I must sell the car now. My car is troubling me too much. It's gone very old now. So he took it to the auctioneer to sell. And what is the work of the auctioneer? The auctioneer's work, that he praises the article in such a way that people get interested. What are advertisements? Many times we also fall for advertisements. This will be done for you. That will be done for you. That is their work. Then afterwards we feel, oh, they deceived us. That is their work. They catch us out in their wording, in their things, but a person mustn't fall for that. So anyway, the auctioneer started advertising the car, that this is a car, that the way it gallops, it runs, and from 0 to 100 or to 200, how in a few seconds it reaches, and how it holds onto the road, and everything, the way he was praising the car. So this person told him, I'm not selling my car, give it back to me. So he said, why you brought it? So he says, when my car is so good, then why must I sell it? So he says, you stupid fool, for 10 years this car is troubling you so much, now you've got sick and tired of the car, it's troubling you so much, and 10 years of your experience you have forgotten. And my praise of 2 minutes, that has influenced you. So just like that, if anyone praises us, we must know our own condition. What our childhood was, what our young days were. We were given the opportunity to become Hafiz al-Quran, to become Alim al-Din. But how we abused this, what wrong we did. All other things, Allah gave us wealth, how much we used it wrongly. Everything, what ni'mats Allah gave us. Now if somebody praises us for half a minute, and there it goes to our head. How sad. So we are also like that stupid fool when it goes to our head. And more stupid is the person that nobody praises him, he himself is just thinking. Sheikh Chilli, that in his head that, yeah, I am like this, I am like that, I am so great. In his own head, nobody is even praising him. One is at least somebody praises you, and one, nobody praises you, but in your own head you are praising yourself. You are, now that person is telling, he must be thinking, you get up for Wabin, you get up for Chash Namaz, in Ramzan, Ishraq you are making when all are sleeping. So you thinking, that all must be thinking, I'm so pious. All are fast asleep and they dreaming whatever they are dreaming. But you thinking, they must be thinking, I'm so pious. In the Haram Sharif of Mecca, in the Haram Sharif of Medina, there it is a ajeeb thing. Everyone is in his own world. And you just make some namaz, some tilawat, and you think all these people must be thinking I'm so pious. And you're looking from the side of your eye, that are the people watching me how I'm making namaz. Everyone is doing his own thing and is busy in his own world. And you just thinking for yourself. So that is even more stupid, that nobody is even praising you, and you in your mind, you're praising yourself all the time. So this is a very terrible bimari. And a person, yesterday towards the end we came to this, where a person is a great sinner. We gave the example of Jigar Muradabadi and so many other great, great awliya, that what their lives were first, how they changed. Shaitan, he tries his best that you must not change your life. But when you do change, finally he sees, now I can't. He leaves you then, let you now become pious. Then he attacks you in your intention, that your intention, you do it for wrong purposes. There also you succeed. And you're doing it only for Allah. Then he comes to another stage where he lets you do everything. But he just puts this one injection into your mind. One poison he injects into your mind, that now you are pious. And now people are thinking you are pious. And unfortunately, this is a thing which hits many a person, destroys many a Sufi also. And so much so, Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ مِنَ السُّوفِيَّةِ, that some of the people who of the Sufis who are in dhoka, who have fallen in deception, يَنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ, they attribute all what they have achieved, إِلَى مُجَادَاتِهِمْ, towards their mujahada. That we made this mujahada. We did this. Bahut paper bele. Bahut ye kya. Bahut dino ke baad phir jaake ye kuch daulat mili. Bahut mujahada kya. That we did this. Then we have achieved it. That from there, that's a little different subject. In there, a person must understand that whatever ni'mat he has got of namaz, of tahajjud, of helping people, of whatever good akhlaq, of being soft and kind-hearted, whatever, this is mahas, sirf or sirf, ma asabakum min hasanatin fa min Allah. It is only and only from Allah. Not that I'm in the least but worthy of it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody saw in a dream that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed salams to him. When he was told about it, immediately he said, What are we? We're not worth anything. This is their great akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that for people like us, he sends salams. And if it is for us, then we'll think, oh, I'm the biggest Sufi in the world, and I'm the biggest Ashik Rasul in the world. See, even Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent salams for me. So this is that in our, this apne aap ko mitana. Oh, this is one of the major aspects of the tasawwuf. A person hasn't got an idea of what the tasawwuf is, if he's got even a little bit of bigness in him. I'm somebody, I'm worthy of somebody. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, On one occasion in a majlis of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came. And Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari was passing. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, Hada Abu Zar, this is Abu Zar going. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, how do you know this is Hazrat Abu Zar? That he is a person, you are people of the heavens, farishtas, you people are busy with zikr, tasbih, tahmid all the time. How do you know the people of the world on the farsh, on the ground here? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, huwa ashharu indana min ahli al-madinati. He is more famous to us, the people of the heavens, than the people of Medina. He is more famous there. He is tadkira, he is charcha, he is talking, he is being remembered, he is being talked about, he is in the news all the time, in the heavens all the time. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked why? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, لِسِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Because he thinks of himself as nothing. His humbleness. وَلِكَثْرَةِ تِلَاوَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And because he reads قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Ikhlas, he reads in abundance. So these two things made him أَشْهَرْ عِنْدَ أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ, made him more famous by the people of the heavens. That سِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ, that he thinks, I am nothing. What am I? I am nothing. So that is a thing. But this also must come in its reality. It will come where a person at least first just thinks that I am nothing. But still, inside he's thinking, I am big, but I am so good, I think myself as nothing. Though I am so big, but I think myself as nothing. That is still a person hasn't got there. One time in the haram of Madinatul Munawwara, my Babu Salam Sahib, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Pananpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, should always set that site in the first sum. So one person came who should always end of his letter also as ahqar, la shay, najis, that I am nothing, I am the lowest, nange aslaf, I am an insult to the pious, my predecessors, I am a very bad person. So when he came in, Wanana told him, acha ap aaye ghade, acha donkey, you have come. He got very, very upset. So Maulana said, why do you feel upset when you write yourself la shay, you are nothing? From nothing, I made you at least a donkey, a big donkey. So you should feel honored that I made you a donkey. You say that you are la shay, that you are nothing whatsoever. You are nange aslaf. Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali always should sign his name as nange aslaf. That I am an insult to my akabir. But those people who hate that reality, if a person writes it that this must come into me, well and good. But if he just wants to show that I am somebody. But I'm just, I look at me, that though I'm so big, but I humble myself. And I say that I'm nothing. That person, shaitan, he's right in the lap of shaitan. Shaitan does not even have to make any effort on that person. When I told this to that group of ulama, and I quoted Hazrat's dua, and that Hazrat calls the first part, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira. Hazrat says, this is first the antibiotic was given. So then one of the another alim was astonished and fascinated by how Hazrat has interpreted it, that this is the antibiotic. First the antibiotic was given, that I myself, I am nothing. Allahumma, you make me fi aini, in my eyes, that I am nothing. Allahumma ij'alni fi aini saghira, that I am small, I am nothing, what am I? First that must come into me. Now the people praise you. Now that praise won't harm you. So, and also we have to understand this, yeah, there is a very important thing. A lot of good people, pious, learned people, but this is the barakat of our Shaykh, and then how can't we be fida on our Shaykh? هؤلاء آبائي فجئني بمثلهم. These are our elders, our Aba, our forefathers, our elders. Show me somebody like them. There is no harm if people praise you, but if your iman has been made and you don't take the wrong effect of that praises, then there is no harm in it. In fact, those people will get sawab. Similarly, there are many people, good, pious, learned people. Nobody must make my khidmat. Nobody must make my khidmat. I'm not fit for khidmat. How can you make my khidmat? Don't make my khidmat. So this, and making khidmat, we are taught. Khidmat is a big thing. What we say so much, خدمت سے خدا ملتا ہے. عبادت سے جنت ملتی ہے اور خدمت سے خدا ملتا ہے. By عبادت you will get جنت and by خدمت you will get Allah. And somebody wants to now make خدمت, now you stop him. You gave بیان یہ خدمت سے خدا ملتا ہے. You go outside, somebody put your shoes right, now you stop him. No, what you doing? How can you do this? Don't do that. Now you're stopping him from khidmat. He is going to make his jannat. You don't get affected. You don't think that now I'm really somebody big, that somebody is making my khidmat. You take it, it is his good akhlaq, and he wants to get his jannat. And this is in a sense that it comes to this also. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'dhum bima'd. Munafiqs, they all are part of one another. Ya'muruna bil-munkar. They command the wrong. Now when that person wants to make your khidmat, you stop him. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And they stop the people from doing good. So you stopping that person from doing good, he's earning his jannat. You don't take it that I'm somebody and I deserve it and I'm worthy of it. You take that out. Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni sagheera. You take it out of me. And this also we have to understand. Until there is an azmat, then deen cannot move. Nothing in the world can move. Dunya's matters also and deen's matters also. Nothing can move until there is an azmat of that thing. For example, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali, he was in a very top position in the government when the British were ruling India. In those days when people of cities hardly saw a car, he was given a car by the government with a driver, a chauffeur driven car. So what must be his position? So on one occasion, and the British, before they appointed somebody to a post, they would first test him out, they would screen him, and in that screening was, they would send him on a journey, and he will have a khadim with him. And then on that, the khadim, the person who will attend to you, see to all your needs, a servant like, if you go and buy tea yourself, or while you're traveling on the train, then you're not fit for that job. Because now the government's position, which was high, now the government's man who represents the government, he is going to go and buy tea. Okay, so you're not fit for that job. You must send that attendant. He must go and buy and he must come and serve you. Now, on one occasion, when he was going with Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, now it's his sheikh, he was making khidmat, but he made out that a spy of the government was around. Then he told Hazrat, now I can't make your khidmat. Excuse me. Because the spy will go and give a report to you, or that I'm a person of this stature. I have to maintain my dignity and my honor. And I can't now be making your khidmat. So this way, they check a person. So azmat. So a politician, if people have got no respect for politicians, chaos will reign in the country. If people have no respect for law, so they won't obey any law, there will be chaos. If people don't have respect for police, for traffic inspectors, traffic officers, etc., what will happen? The traffic effort tells you to stop, you just laugh at him, you insult him, and you carry on. What will happen? So there has to be respect. And respect comes when the azmat, the greatness of the thing is there. For example, if you have no respect for a doctor, you say, all these doctors, they just diagnose all wrong and they don't know. And so you won't go to a doctor, first of all. If you go, you won't want to listen to him and you'll even insult him. How are you going to be treated? You have to have respect for that. Everything in the world. For everything else, we understand it. But when it comes to the matters of deen, then we don't seem to understand. Once we were in Port Shepston and Hafiz Ayyub Kadwa, he was introducing me and he said a few words of praise, and then in that he said that if any politician comes to town, there is a rally, there is a meeting, every electric pole has got his poster, and that so and so is coming, he's going to be giving a talk. Nobody has got a problem with that. And he's being talked about, he's in the newspapers, in the radio and everywhere. But if a alim comes and we praise the alim, everyone has got a big problem. So why is this? This shouldn't be the case. So azmat, just understand from the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Most of the muhaddithin, they speak of the kalam of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah. But on the hadith itself, very few speak. The matan, which is the object. That is the main thing. This Allah give jazaa khair to our Shaykh. And Hadrat's taqreer on the khatam of Bukhari Sharif, which is the taqreer of Hadrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. These were the people who put their priorities in their right places. Usually the whole big discussion for an hour will take place or so on all the other things, on the kalam of Imam Bukhari, which is important also. But the hadith itself, the hadith of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it comes to that, 2 minutes. Or even just 1 minute. But that is the most important. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh completed his hadith, and see the great ulum of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. He completed his hadith, which is famous, we all know. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Kalimatan, habibatan, ila rahman, khafifatan, ala lisan, thaqilatan, fil mizan. So these two words, and this last kitab of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh is kitab al-tawheed. And in this he has proven Tawheed. In Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, he has proven Tawheed. And this is the great ulum and faqahat of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, his Tarjamatul Bab, that is the chapter which he has entitled. And he brings the hadith, and now to understand the mutabaqat, that what the bab, what the chapter heading of the book is, of the chapter is, and how the hadith proves that heading, that is the important thing. So in this he has proven Tawheed. How is he proven Tawheed? That Subhanallah, what does Subhanallah mean? That is one thing we have to understand. We all say Subhanallah. Ask somebody what is the meaning of Subhan. Allah, Subhanallah. Allah is pure. Subhan, Muzaf, Muzafile. Now what is Subhan? Subhan, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi explained, وَسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ عَنِ النَّقَائِسِ كُلِّهَا. Subhan, that you declare that who, yeah, it is Subhanallah. Allah is Subhan. Subhanallah. Subhan belongs to Allah. That Allah is pure of all fault. You declare that Allah is pure of all fault. This is known as maqam-e tanzih. That you have purified Allah. Allah is pure. You can't purify Allah. But you have exclaimed the purification of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, not only that Allah hasn't got any fault. That is quite clear. Allah hasn't got any fault. But even Allah hasn't got any weakness also. No weakness. Allah doesn't feel sleepy. Allah is not overtaken by a flu. Allah Ta'ala is not overtaken by his anger, that in his anger he doesn't know what he's doing. Allah has become very angry, now Allah doesn't know what. We become angry and we forget what and what and in that. Or Allah is overtaken by love. And by love also you forget many things. No, Allah is free of all that. Of all naqais, of all faults and weaknesses. So a God has to be free of all that. On the other hand, idols, they can't stand on their own. You make them stand, they stand. You make them lie down, they lie down. Whatever. Ibrahim alayhi salam, to show the people Tawheed, Allah, he said that the stars are my God. And then when the stars vanished, he says, how can this be my God? That my God, when I need him, he's not there, he has vanished. Then he said, the moon is my God. It's more bigger. It was in that time when people, celestial objects, they did not have all that knowledge of astronomy, of the stars, and they thought they are governing our lives. So he said, the moon is my God. Then he, just to make the people understand, then he said, how can the moon be my God? The moon vanishes. Then he said, the sun, this is very big. This is very powerful. But the sun also vanished. So a God, a person who controls, who creates and who controls everything, he can't be like that. So Allah has to be a being that he has got no faults, no weaknesses also. So that is the first thing, Subhanallah. وَبِحَمْدِهِ مُشْتَمِلًا عَلَى الْمَحَامِدِ كُلِّهَا. That Allah has got all qualities of praise. Whichever quality of praise you can think of, Allah, it is found in Allah Ta'ala. Justice, kindness, fairness, tolerance, whatever you can think, forgiveness, whatever quality of praise is in Allah Ta'ala. This is known as maqam-e tahmid. So first was maqam-e tanzih. All the negative things were taken away. And maqam-e tahmid, all the positive things were loaded on. So, and this, when this is in any person, to whichever extent, it can come in a human being, But he won't be a God because all false weaknesses can't go. He can be free of all faults, he can make effort. If Allah makes special fazl, but he's going to find, he's going to get ill, he's going to become weak, he's going to feel sleepy, he's going to die finally. So therefore, weaknesses are in every person. But to whatever extent we took out our faults, so automatically, respect of people come for that person. And also, just taking out the faults is not enough. Praises also must be there. Qualities of praise must be there. If you praise somebody, for your father, your ustad, your sheikh, and you praise him like this, he's not a crook, he doesn't steal, or he does all negative things, you take it out. But till you don't put positive things, your praise is not complete. So tahmid must also be there. So these two things are in these two words, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. Subhanallah bihamdihi. And subhan again, for a second time, there are no faults in Allah. And al-azim. Now when tanzih, you have taken out all the negative things. Tahmid, you have put all the positive things. These two things plus one another, they equal to ta'zim. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala. Alashani azmatihi. Now, according to the azmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And now, when a person has done this, when he has made effort, and by reading Subhanallah, you are saying all the time, Allah is pure of fault. But jaza'u wifaqa, Allah will purify you from fault. And the more you realize Allah is pure of every fault, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the more you realize that, and the more you read Alhamdulillah, the third kalima is very important for us to read. The more you read Alhamdulillah, or you read it in these words, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, the meaning is same as Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The meaning is the same. So you have realized, and you're in your heart, all weaknesses of Allah you have taken out. And you realize, not you have taken out, you realize they are not there. And all qualities of praise are in Allah Ta'ala. Now the azmat of Allah will come in your heart. And only when Allah's azmat will come, will you obey Allah Ta'ala. Until there is a deficiency in your azmat of Allah, you will break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that a little child, 2-3 year old child, you tell the child, the mother tells the child, you being naughty, I'll slap you just now. I'll lock you up in the toilet, whatever punishment she wants to give. That has an effect on the child. And to that child, you say the police superintendent will come with his guns, and he'll come and shoot you. He'll laugh. Because he hasn't got the azmat, he doesn't know who is the police superintendent. For him, a gun is a toy. And who is the police superintendent? But he knows his mother, and he knows the slap of his mother. That he knows. He's got the azmat of his mother, so he obeys his mother. He hasn't got the azmat of the police superintendent. So he doesn't worry about the police. You put fear in him about the police superintendent, no fear will come in him. He's not worried of the police superintendent. And how that power outwardly in dunya, asbab, what a mother power has the mother got compared to the police superintendent? How much power hasn't the police, but he doesn't care about the police superintendent. Why? He hasn't recognized the power of the police superintendent. He has recognized, he knows the power of his mother. So because, to the extent that a person doesn't know Allah, he breaks the laws of Allah, violates them. He hasn't got respect for Allah Ta'ala. He just breaks the laws of Allah. So how much we are in sin, realize so much we haven't recognized Allah. If the azmat of Allah, if we had realized who Allah is, we won't break the laws of Allah. We will have the utmost of respect. So that equals to now that only one being is he who hasn't got any fault in him, and he has got all the praise, qualities of praise, and he has got the greatest azmat in him. So that is Tawheed. This is Imam Bukhari's completion of the Kitab of Bukhari, Kitabu Tawheed. He started it with Kitabul Iman, and he ends it off with Kitabu Tawheed. So then Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, in the same thing, is giving another great lesson. The same way, how much we recognize our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pure of faults, of any defect, of any faults whatsoever. Like Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. You have been created as though as you wanted to be created. So perfect you were. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. that you are pure, you were created pure of every fault. كَأَنَّمَا خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاء, as though you were created how you wanted to. But weaknesses, men, human, you weaknesses were there. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt sleepy. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got flu. He became ill also. He left this dunya also. So therefore he can't be reaching uluhiyat, the status of Allah Ta'ala, that can't be for any human being. So that is maqami tanzih. And if you think of all the qualities of praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us deen, he taught us tawheed, he taught us ma'rifat of Allah, he taught us ibadat, he taught us akhlaq, he taught us what duas. So the praises of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much this will equal now to the azmat of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much a person has got azmat of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll be a die hard for Huzur, for the sunnats of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the deen of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much he hasn't got azmat, he won't care. The beard, he won't even want to keep it. He will even insult and mock at the beard, na'uzubillah. He doesn't know what it is. So then if you come now to the next, what Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is saying, that oh students who have completed Bukhari, until you don't have azmat, people, your flock, your people who are following you, they won't have respect for deen also. So you also must see, subhanallah, that you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you make your tazkiyah, and jazaa wifaqa, Allah will purify you of faults. You say Allah has got all qualities of praise, Allah will put qualities of praise in you. How much your faults become less, your weaknesses, your faults, and how much qualities of praise you acquire within yourself, now there will be azmat. Now if our imam, we got azmat, respect for him, whatever he says, after all, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, when his son graduated, and he told all the murids also wanted that, Hazrat, your son has graduated, we want to hear his bayan today. So he made bayan, and a very, very eloquent, what an effective, eloquent bayan. But after his lengthy bayan, all the murids said, Hazrat, our thirst hasn't gone still. You say a few words. And then when Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ali spoke, and what did he say? All he told, I wanted to keep roza today. When I woke up for sehri, I found that the cat drank the milk. He just said that, and they all went in tears. And they all went in a ajeeb state. So what was this? The azmat of Imam Ghazali. What words, his honor, his greatness. And today also, many young alims also, we feel that our elders, when they say something, everyone just dies and listens to them. We give such wonderful talks, but nobody, he doesn't have that. Tell that azmat is not there. So the azmat, so the, our imam, if the azmat is not in the people, they don't listen to him. And how many people even just disrespect the imam openly, the ulama? So that azmat, and that azmat will come in the people when he has taken out faults from him. And he has got qualities of praise in him. Then the azmat will come. So deen can never move in the world until the man of deen, the azmat is not in the people. And today if people want to give us azmat, respect, we say, no, don't praise us. So that in other words, we are saying that deen mustn't move. Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem, Dhamat Barakatum, he said a very, very valuable, important point. He said that the enemy of Islam, they'll never attack Islam direct, Quran, Islam, though they do, but that not so much. Where do they attack? They will attack the Maulana. Because our link to Islam is only through the Maulana. Who taught us our Alif Ba'ta'atha? Who taught us what is Tawheed? Who taught us our kalimas? Who taught us how to make wudu? All this, whether we learn from a kitab that was written by some maulana, everything. So they attack the ulama. And when in your mind, the alim or the ulama, they fall from your eyes. They haven't got value. So effectively, they've cut you off from Islam. So to tell you directly, Islam is bad, the Muslim public won't accept this. That Islam is like this, Islam is like that. But they tell you, Maulana is like this. And you see also, Maulana, he's a human being. He is going to have weaknesses. And very possibly he did do some mistakes also. He has done something wrong also. And they just make that big. At the moment, and sometimes not very long ago, in the church, that all the priests, etc., and how they highlight the homosexuality and all that. So what happens automatically to the followers? That when our priests are doing all these things, what must we do at the church? Why must we go to church? So this is how they take out the value of things from the hearts of the people. So azmat, that is very important. So for ulama's azmat and the people to have this azmat and to express this azmat. After all, Huzur, when the Jews attacked Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verbally, they said bad things. Why who did, and this is Bukhari Sharif. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sit on the mimbar and reply to them now. And then he praised Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He praised Islam, he praised Deen, Quran, and he praised Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this? Till this azmat is not there. In the Khanqah, one important thing is, in order for a person to benefit maximum from his share, to have respect and honor for his share. For that, whatever the murids know, any good quality of the sheikh, to discuss it, to impress the other. So the more a person will have i'tiqad of his sheikh, the more he'll have aqidat, azmat of his sheikh, of any alim, so much he's going to benefit more. If a person doesn't have respect for his sheikh, like a person, who is this? There is nobody, he doesn't become bayat also. He's got nothing to do with, who is this? An ordinary person like me. So he won't benefit. And one person, oh, this person, yeah, whatever good qualities. And now, then you follow everything what the sheikh says. That is when a person benefits. So this is that azmat. So that azmat has to be there. But you yourself never think one moment that you have got azmat. The people must have respect for you. And this also, not that for my sake, but for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. For that reason. So therefore, this dua, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira. O Allah, make me in my eyes small. Wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. And make me big in the eyes of the people. See, those murids, those students, those children of parents who make khidmat of the elders, they have gone far away. Now if we stop them from khidmat, they don't. Today we commonly say nobody appreciates. We didn't teach people to appreciate. The little children, a mother, father, don't we even tell them, when somebody gives you something, say Jazakallah. If it's not a dini environment, you must say thank you. You must show your appreciation. So parents must teach them, for when we also give them something, they'll teach them to appreciate. That you didn't say Jazakallah, you haven't shown your appreciation. Tell appreciation. Mal lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkurillah. A person who will not be thankful to mankind will never be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Though it is in our mind, I must be only thank. Wife will say, why must I thank you? I'll thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah did this for me. Children will think that I must thank Allah Ta'ala. But till you're not thankful to mankind, the hadith is that you won't be able to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has kept this channel and this chain in this way. First, you must be able to be thankful to mankind. So to express one's gratitude, to express one's thankfulness, and to make shukr, it is such a great ibadat. Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, whom Allah had blessed with such great kingdom of dunya and made them anbiya alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. The family of Dawood alayhi salam made the amal of shukr. So shukr is a very, very big thing. So to teach people, and children won't know to make shukr. We say children don't respect. Did we teach them respect? We have to teach them respect. You have to spend, and who must they respect? And yeah, the parents, you must respect us as parents. But we don't teach them that who am I. And yeah, is another thing, which also Allah reward our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, that he teaches us this. One is mudahanat fi deen, and one is tawadu. Tawadu is to be humble. But if you have a position of authority, like, for example, myself, when I didn't know this, we running the madrasa, you're the principal of the madrasa. Now in your humbleness, somebody did something, now it's alright. Now who are we to tell him? I can't tell him. So that is mudahanat. Your duty as the principal, you have to tell that person, this you have done wrong. There is no tawadu now. Right, to understand the difference between tawadu and mudahanat. Mudahanat means that somebody is doing something wrong and you don't tell the person, you don't stop him from the wrong. And in fact you tell, no, it's alright, I'll carry on. It doesn't matter. That is mudah, which is a gunai kabira, a major sin. But when you don't understand it, you are making mudahanat and you are thinking you are mutawadu. You are being humble. So to understand this, and this is the teachings of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. What a great illuminary Maulana was, and what his ulum was, that he made these points clear. So anyway, we'll end off with that. That if we can understand that azmat of deen comes with azmat of the people of deen. And till that azmat is not there, but they must not regard it for one moment that I am worthy of this, I deserve this. They must not regard that. They must realize themselves, and then we will go on, inshallah, to the next point, that this is when a person has, again, ma'rifah, the greatness of Allah, then he will realize, I am nothing. Otherwise, people are going to praise you, people are going to carry on your shoulders, and you'll think you are somebody. But when Allah is in front of you, in front of Allah, who is anyone? Everyone is nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. So then, your tawazun, your balance will remain in order. Otherwise, you'll go off balance. And anything which is off balance doesn't function. It malfunctions, it causes lot of problems. So then only will a person remain in order when he keeps the azmat and greatness of Allah Ta'ala in mind. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding of these things and the realities of it.